Frick?
Here.
Harris? Moranti?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Roney?
Here.
Sauer?
Here.
Walker?
Here.
Wallace? President DiPietro?
Here.
Quorum present.
Can I have an introduction or motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes of the June 21st meeting and place them on the file? An introduction, please.
Duane,
a second.
Arthur.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Committee reports are posted to the city website. Can I have an introduction, please, to place the committee reports on file? Duane and Ronnie, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. Before we get to communications, I just want to announce that as for those of you who weren't at the special meeting, we have a new ad hoc committee dealing with the truck route. And the volunteers from the council are Ronnie, Dewan, Ryan, Margaret, and Amber. We also have some other electeds who have promised to attend, as well as a citizen member, Donna Streitz. Communications. Can I have a motion, an introduction, a second to receive the communications and put them on file? Dewan, a second. Art. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. The list of bills is either on your desk or on your screen. Oops. Oh, okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What was the rosary, the flower?
The rosary was for the Memorial Day flowers and the Memorial Day committee who put the flowers and the flags and all that. 648, I believe, or something like that. Close to there.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay. Marshall and Sterling, is that what you said?
Yes.
That's our insurance. Yes, it's a hefty figure. I assume that's, is that annual?
And biannual.
It's biannual. Any other questions? Can I have an introduction, please, and a second to pay the bills?
I'll introduce
Duane. And Duane seconds. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vespaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the first resolution, please, Michael. A resolution for a commissioner of deeds. May I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vespaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next resolution is in support of the Hudson Athens Lighthouse being restored, and the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Group is seeking funding under the New York State Environmental Protection Fund, and this is a resolution in support. Can I have an introduction? Dewan, a second.
I'll introduce.
Arthur, any questions?
This is a grant, or?
This is, they're applying for a grant, and they want our letter of support.
Okay.
I was wondering, is Athens filing for a grant, too? I mean, the Lighthouse?
The group is both.
Oh, okay.
It's Hudson Athens Lighthouse Group.
Okay.
Since there's no more questions, can I have a roll call vote, please, Tracy?
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vespaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Roney?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute a memorandum of understanding with the Hudson Business Coalition regarding the implementation and management of the Hudson City Street seasonal use for the rest of the summer. May I have an introduction, please? Dewan, a second. Ron, questions? Vicki?
So, I believe we had the recommendations, the tourism board, I feel the agreement, for the most part, is fine with me, but I do have a hard time with understanding the parking and not having to pay anything for the parking. I mean, it's only for Saturday they're paying, and only 80 cents per day for Thursday, Friday. And don't forget, most of the money we're making is from the parking tickets, not exactly the parking, you know, the 50 cents per hour. So we did some calculations. It's like we're losing $4 a day per parking space because it's 50 cents per hour, so times 8. And so you have two parking spaces. And I just think the biggest loss is really the parking tickets, which is $10 or so. So yeah. I feel it would be more appropriate with there are a lot of departments that need help, and I'd like to see the city money being used for people that really need it when the, you know, establishments, it seems to me, can afford this, can afford to pay the ticket for parking space. So.
Michael, were you part of the were you privy to the negotiation about this?
Yeah, and the definitely hear the concern, Vicki, about the loss of parking revenue. This was sort of a middle ground for us to take because we can recognize that we're not always maximizing the income on every spot when it comes to meter income and ticket income. So this is a way for us to work with Hudson Business Coalition to meet their budgets in order to support the program while also kind of partially subsidizing the loss.
Well, I think we should at least have Friday to be part of this because Friday is a busy day. So I don't see any reason why we have to.
I think we can also say it's balanced by the sales tax revenue that the extra.
Yes.
My issue is that, you know, Chief Moore and you, you know, work ahead of time to get it done. Plus, you know, we're going to be doing enforcement. So for us to lose that little bit of money, I don't think we should have to lose that money. You know, we're still doing the enforcement of the issue if there's any, violators. So that's on the city to do it. So I don't think we should have to cut our budget.
I agree with that also. I was particularly the Friday one that just didn't make sense to me because the cost per day per spot is so low. I just don't really see why we're cutting it.
Well, this is puts us in a difficult situation since it's begun already. Any ideas, Michael, on how we can proceed with this?
I would have to go back to the Hudson Business Coalition to see what's possible on their end. These were agreed upon based on their capabilities for fundraising, and because there is work that Alex is doing as well to administer this program.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can cut it into timelines instead of October 2nd to September 2nd, then if they're not willing to compromise.
So you're saying put this forward and change it from October to September right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, if that's the only, because they're already down, so the only thing to do is to cut it on the other end.
Or Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, Labor Day.
Okay, let's,
How much revenue are you realistically talking about?
Well, it's not right now. I think this is going to be precedent for years to come, most probably, because usually there's an agreement and then, you know, before the other years. And I just don't know what the parking situation will be years down the road when we have so many developments that are going to build.
If I might be, there isn't really a plan for this to be a long-term program.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we have implemented in order to help specifically rest
Yes, the time is an issue though, because what we recommended was but I think going into October, you're running into problems, this dragging a little bit when the weather gets bad, Halloween is coming, and we saw the delays. It took a month for them to be set, you know. We actually had them, the blocks there, what, the end of June? I think it was about that.
Yeah.
So it may get delayed to, you know, taking them out, so.
So what's the consensus then?
I think we should shorten the time.
So can I have an amendment to shorten it, to change the MOU from October to September? No?
I don't know. I don't support that. I think that we should...
Or end of September.
I think this puts everything in a... I think that there was an oversight and that the Common Council or the Tourism Committee didn't see the final version, wasn't involved in this draft of the MOU.
Correct.
As it was related.
Yes.
Like, I think that is the miss that we're talking about. And I don't know that it's worth, to me, I don't know that it's worth rustling all of the feathers everywhere for what's going to amount to a couple $100. I 100% agree with the principle that, like, yes, we were operating under the assumption that this was going to not involve the Common Council at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is involving the Common Council, and we were not asked our input on this agreement. And I think that's the point of contention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we've made our recommendations. I think we had a good, strong recommendation that we were very adamant about the fees being paid.
Mm-hmm.
And now that... And it should be on us that now the game has changed, and now we're on this pressure of saying we got to agree with this or now what? I mean, that's, you're right. It's not fair because we should have been, you know, a part of that. If that was going to change, it should be back to us because we're purse holders. It's finances. It's how the only thing we do is to finance. And I think we had city workers working on this. That we're you know, not being, it's not part of their daily job. So I don't know.
Well, I suggest that we have come to a compromise so this passes, because we are in a tough situation, and that's why I think the smartest thing, as you said, is to shorten the time by a little bit, so at least that would even, I think,
to renegotiate.
Yes.
So do you want to suggest, put forth?
I would like to do the last week of September.
Can you make a motion to amend it? To,
yes.
Is there, you'll second it? All those in favor of amending it from October to December, signify by saying aye.
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 Just two?
Oh.
All those opposed? I think we'll have to have a roll call vote in that case, since people aren't speaking up. A roll call vote, please.
So, how many months we are? 1 month?
Yeah, we're taking off a month. In,
well,
the,
no.
In the amendment.
How many months are we moving forward?
We're putting forward, we're
changing to
the end date from October to September.
Yeah, currently the stand is October 2nd.
Right, so it'll be September, Labor Day, to be precise. A roll call vote, please.
Can I just get clarity, please? I thought the motion was for the last week of September. Is that what you indicated?
Oh, I thought you wanted to change from
September.
The last week, as opposed to October 2nd?
Yes, I was saying a compromise would be in between, because it said early October. I didn't see October 2nd. It said early October, which is vague. It's not precise, so it can be the 15th. That's why I'm saying we have the last week of September.
It does say October 2nd.
Yeah,
oh, it does.
October 2nd.
So you're happy with October 2nd, then?
That's essentially the last week.
Yes,
the first.
Okay, so.
Can we just not do anything and just, like, say, no, absolutely not? Like, we weren't consulted about the spending of money. And I think that ethically that seems incorrect.
Well, that needs a different motion then. To table.
Yeah.
This, Arch, when this was first being discussed, I don't know if Ryan is, I can't see who's in.
He's not here.
One of the things that council said was, we're not going to be funding any of this. The businesses will have to pay for the cost of the parking spaces. That was the position that we took.
Correct.
And as everybody is saying, now we're being asked to approve something that doesn't comport with what our position was, because sure, fine, if you want to do this, that's great, the businesses have to pay for it. This is the minimum amount of money for them to pay for parking spaces. And yes, it's only a couple of $100s, and it seems silly, but at the same time, we can't just be, ignored in terms of what our recommendation was, and then be asked to sign off on actually underwriting something where we weren't consulted.
And it helps with them, you know, having the fee total, it gives them incentive not to violate the rules, because that's their money they're going to be losing if they violate the rules.
I think that this could be handled very quickly in a discussion with Alex and the mayor.
So since the first motion seems to have been defeated, should we have a motion to table this?
Is that going to have any repercussions as far as it's already effective?
That's what I'm saying. It's already, the block already laid out.
Yeah.
And we're going to table it for next month, I guess. when it's tabled, it's next month, obviously.
Or a special meeting.
So.
Oh, yeah, that's just what we need.
The other thing I don't see in here,
yes,
is, again, going back to the original discussions, the businesses were going to be responsible. Somebody brought up the issue of DPW, I think it was Dominic, being involved in putting all this in place. The businesses were going to be responsible for paying some fee for having this in front of their premises. And I don't see anything in here about what the businesses are paying, unless it's somewhere else. But they were supposed to pay for the whole cost of this.
I think it's unfair, because if somebody take a permit for a vehicle, mm-hmm. how much they pay for the parking, the permit for like a month?
You don't get a, you can't get a monthly permit for.
No, I'm just saying.
Orange. It's, you're right. It's $250 a month for a parking space.
Yeah, anyway. Parking
in the
space
in the municipal.
$250 a month for get a permit and a like municipal parking, but they, I don't know how much they're paying over here, so I don't know.
I mean. So in one sense, like, sure, we should make the business pay, but I think the original intent of this program was to show that the city is, you know, supporting their businesses within the city, and somewhat like, at least that's how it was in the last years, that
mm-hmm.
we were absorbing some of the cost,
mm-hmm.
so that we would see it at the end of the year in some tax form, and another was just helping the struggling businesses. So, I mean, if we're going to, like, in a sense, like, possibly charge hundreds of dollars per month, I can foresee that some businesses will be like, you know what, we don't want to even deal with this, just remove the blocks. The blocks are already down. So that's an extra cost to man hours for the DPW for, say, removing the blocks.
Well, that's why this year might be better to shorten the time a little bit, whatever that is.
What blocks to be moved if they violate too. So somewhere along the line, there's got a DPW problem.
Yeah, I think we were blindsided by this agreement. On the other hand, our recommendations weren't binding on,
well,
in one sense, but what, Arthur? Go ahead.
No, I think, yes, the recommendations weren't binding. I mean, Ryan put forth a very thoughtful
mm-hmm.
message, you know, but where I left it on the tourism board or committee,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
The committee, was that this wasn't coming across our desk at all.
Right.
So I think that I'm at somewhat of an impasse, because I don't want to, like, gum up the whole works, but I don't feel like, I feel a little, I don't want to be blindsided by any amount of money that, you know, taxpayer is paying for, right? And I think that's the Dominic Green's point. So I don't know what the I don't know what the solution here is.
Mm-hmm.
just going to write table in it.
One at a time.
I do. I think if we table it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't make the agreement in August, then we just say it's done in September, you know, Labor Day. It's still going to be cut. So it gives us a little negotiable leverage. You know, if we table it, say this is, you know, just pay the $500 and we're done with it. Otherwise, we just shorten it to September. That's the only leverage we would have if we table it.
I'm not sure if follow you. We table it.
If we table it, we have to come back in August, right?
No, well, a special meeting.
Even if it's a special meeting, right? But even so, the only negotiation we had is to shorten it at this point.
Yeah.
You know, to September. If they say no, we don't want to do 500. The block's already down. Okay, we just shorten it.
I do think that shortening is the fastest way to get this goal at the same time. Yeah. With August.
Is Alex actually on the meeting?
I don't think so. I don't see him now. Well, we're in a quiet.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Do we know how many parking spots are currently set aside for this City Streets program?
I feel like I remember 22, but I might be making that up.
It's 22 businesses, but that translates to between like 35 to 40 spots.
So call it 40 spots, yeah.
Did you say 40 spots? You were talking over there a little bit.
Yeah, call it 40. It was 22 businesses on average, mostly having two spots. So maybe not all cases, but I feel like probably 40 would be a reasonable estimation. So if we were trying to gauge the monetary impact of this, it would be...
It's 280. But again, we are not taking consideration the parking tickets, which is so much more than $4 an hour a day.
Well, we can't assume that there'll be tickets. Margaret, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, aside from the parking, what I do recall a couple of months ago was a discussion that the businesses would pay a certain fee for participating in this.
Correct.
And that fee was going to cover the cost of DPW putting the blocks out, et cetera. So this was going to be completely budget neutral to the city. And I'm not seeing anything in this MOU that talks about what the fee that they're paying to participate.
Yeah, that's easy.
I feel like a pretty salient path forward would be for someone to own talking to Alex and the mayor and Mayoral A. Hoffman.
I agree with that.
I think that, you know.
Okay, so in that case, we should just table it until that happens. Do I have a motion to table this?
I'll make a motion.
A second.
Second.
All those, well, let's have a roll call vote for that.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Duskaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Yes. Jeez. That was disappointing. Not your vote, but that.
That's back our table.
That,
huh? I thought the photo was smooth in the initial thing.
I know. I'm just
so
kind of.
So who's going to talk to the mayor? We have to.
Well, Michael's here, and I think he works closely with him. So I figured that out tomorrow.
I'm also happy to handle the communications to the council.
The next resolution authorizes the mayor to execute agreements between Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, the Osborne Association, and the city, and a related budget amendment. So first, can I have an introduction, please? Dewan and Malachi second. I think Joan Hunt, the executive director of Promise Neighborhood, is here to guide us through this, I believe. Joan?
Sure. I'm happy to answer any questions. I think really it's introducing the COTS grant that the city received. It's a partnership between the city, the Hudson Police Department, Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, and the Osborne Association around training for safeguarding children of arrested parents. So this grant will allow the entire HPD, all the officers, to be trained in ways to safeguard children at the time of an arrest. And so our work at Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood with this grant will be around training and supporting community partners that will be on the receiving end of referrals from HPD, and just supporting children with any trauma experiences related. And then Osborne is really a national expert in working with organizations and families around incarceration, and specifically children of arrested parents. And so they will be sort of providing us with trainer workshops and other supports to implement the policy. And then eventually we hope that Hudson becomes a hub for being able to train other law enforcement agencies in the area around this particular topic. So happy to answer any questions on that. The grant has already been received by the city, so I think the budget amendment is really introducing the $124,000 grant into the city's budget.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Heather's on the call. So.
Correct, we've already accepted. Any questions from council members?
I think this is a good program.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
That's it. I think we should have this.
One question that I had, and just because I don't know, there's a performance review clause on page 3 where the city will conduct periodic reviews in such manner at such times as it shall determine for the purpose, .. Who in the city will be conducting those reviews?
That will be a responsibility of the mayor's office, is where the grant administrator on this particular grant.
Thank you, Mark.
Council members, anything else? Supervisor Cousins, did you want to speak to this?
I just have a question.
Sure.
For Joan. I have full faith in Promise Neighborhood that this is going to be a great program, but I'm wondering if the training is for like identified officers by the department, or do all officers have to partake? And if it is the train-the-trainer model for our department, is that when they become trainers for outside municipalities?
So, good question. Yes, all officers will be trained in the department. We're breaking it up into a couple of different sections just because of staffing issues. And then the train-the-trainer will be open to mostly community-based organizations, and it's designed to kind of have like a community-based model and then the law enforcement model. But we are working closely with Sergeant/Lieutenant Mashonda Franklin on this grant, and so she will be working with us to be training other departments down the road as well, is what we hope.
Thank you.
Okay, a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
I will abstain since I'm on the board of Promise Neighborhood.
Carried.
Not that I get any personal benefit from this grant. The next resolution authorizes fund transfers within the DPW and Water Department accounts. An introduction, please.
I'll let him do this.
Art, a second.
Sorry.
Ryan, any questions? A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Descaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution is similar to our resolution for the Hudson Athens Lighthouse. It endorses and supports Kite's Nest to apply for grants through the CFA Consolidated Funding Application. Ronnie, second. I think Malachi beat you to one. Any questions?
Can somebody tell me what a consolidated funding application is?
If I can, it's the state's method of putting out a large number of grant programs for municipalities, organizations to apply to, any number of them by the end of July. It's consolidating all of the applications for funding by state agencies.
Once to multiple things?
You have to submit multiple applications per program. If you're applying to multiple programs, you have to submit an application to each program. It's just that it's all within one administrative system.
Somebody has their hand up.
In fact, that is the executive director of KISNEST, Kyle Weidman.
Hi, thank you for introducing this. I just wanted to give a plug that some of the grants through CFA require the organizations to seek support from the council. It's like a mandatory element of the grant. In our case, this was not required. We did not have to seek your support, but we chose to because we wanted to make sure that our city council, all of you, are on board with our project. And I've spoken to a number of city council members individually, and actually Romy encouraged me to come to the council, and Tom thought it was a good idea. So I just wanted to kind of put it out there, the context of why we're asking for this. It's really just a letter of support. It doesn't actually require the city, of course, to do anything, but for our project down on North Front Street that we've been working on for a number of years that serves Hudson youth and also our community gardener families, among many others.
Okay.
I'm available to answer questions outside of this meeting at any time if anybody's curious.
A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Councilmember Anthony.
Enthusiastic aye for KISNEST.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And I want to thank Ronnie for originally I was going to just write a letter on my own behalf, but since there was time, we got this together for our meeting, and thank you, Ronnie, for suggesting that.
Thanks for putting it together so quick.
The next resolution is adopting a video conferencing policy for public bodies of the city. First, an introduction. A second. Vicki, thank you. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, we move on to the local laws sitting on our desks. The first, of course, is the ward boundaries amendment. Can I have an introduction, please? Juan, a second. Ronnie? A roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Dascaluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saar.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye. The next law is to allow members of all city boards and bodies to participate in meetings by video conference using remote access technology. Can I have an introduction, please? Dewan. Second. Arthur? What's so funny? Oh, Arthur? I like the name Arthur, I'm sorry. Any questions? Okay,
I'm Margaret.
Sorry?
I have a question. Where did we net out with the accessibility clause?
Yes, I think, I don't know if Crystal has any update on that. One of the concerns that we had, and it actually, I think it's more in the, might be more in the policy than in the law,
mm-hmm.
relates to the use of non-video, of teleconferencing, where video conferencing might interfere with an application that someone with a vision impairment or other disability might have difficulty with that particular application. And Crystal, I think you were researching it.
Yes, it was. From what I was finding on it was that the law allows and requires that the technology be ADA compliant for disabilities. And that from what I was reading, and I don't have firsthand knowledge, so if there's anyone who would be, you know, want to reach out to me and discuss it in more detail, so I have a little bit more to go on, it might be better. But from what I was researching is that there are several platforms that do allow for video technology for visual impairments, and that there are capabilities within that software, so we want to make sure that we are utilizing that. I know Zoom does, from what I was reading, does have that capability. I know there are other softwares that do, so perhaps if Zoom's not the best, there could be a different software that would be better and work with that better. But I did not see, and I have not found, an exception to the video conferencing aspect of it, essentially requiring that any member who is appearing via video conference be, or whoever is appearing virtually, actually use video conference technology, because the law is very specific that it requires that the cameras be turned on.
So I was looking at what you sent us on Zoom, and you know, I think when we last met, I guess last week, the technology committee was going to look at this, and most of what I was reading around Zoom really related to hearing impairment. It didn't really seem to be addressing the compatibility of Zoom with any kind of visual impairment software.
There is documentation on that, and I apologize, because I did go a step further and actually start looking for specific visual impairment with video conferencing technology, and there are discussions about it, both on the Zoom platforms of, you know, question and answer, and going a little bit further, as well as there's different associations that have put out their own discussion points about visual impairment with video conferencing. But that's where it would be good to know the very, you know, as specific as it can be, what are the problems with these interactions, and maybe that is something that the tech committee can dig into to see if there is perhaps a video that a better technology for it.
Now, Kristen, if I'm correct, and I'm just looking at what's on the screen, when we were putting this together, and the legal committee, it was, you know, such as Zoom, which is our current technology, nothing in here is binding us to only using one particular platform.
Not at all.
Nothing is binding to one platform.
Exactly. So if the tech committee comes back and says, you know what, it would be better for us to switch to this other platform, then we still can do that. But the essence of this law is in line with New York State law, which is the requirements for video conferencing. And I think we probably just need to have the tech committee dig in a little bit to applications that can be used in conjunction with Zoom or other technology to ensure that any disability is appropriately addressed with video conferencing.
Correct. And I believe you sent to the entire council some of the alternative video conferencing programs available. Okay, so let's vote, please.
Councilmember Anthony.
Aye.
Vascoluti.
Aye.
Frick.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Morris.
Aye.
Roney.
Aye.
Saur.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Presidente Pietro.
Aye. Okay, that's all of our official business. Council members, are there any questions you'd like to, or things you'd like to raise tonight? I agree with Margaret, the tech committee has a number of things on their agenda, and that should be one of them, assessing other options other than Zoom, and figuring out visual impairment ADA compliance. We haven't set a date yet for the ad hoc truck route committee, but that'll be coming up shortly. I don't know if we want to dig into it in August, which is a difficult time for a lot of people, but we'll come up with something. Anything else by council members?
Tom, the only thing I didn't quite hear what you said about the ad hoc meeting. I think ad hoc meeting, we tried to schedule an initial introductory meeting of that committee in the next couple of weeks so that we can get it on a regular schedule.
Okay, I will send out a list of dates of,
okay, great.
Of times and days that would be possible.
Perfect.
Anybody in the public would like to speak or make a comment? Ronald? Nothing? Okay, well, you know what that means, folks. Oh, a fight for them. I'll say Ronnie introduced and Dewan seconded. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Aye.
No one opposed. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Okay.
So I was digging into this
MOU?
MOU a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we might have opening to maybe some of the things for